Welcome to the latest edition of City Works Talks. I'm Anna Richards, and today I'm delighted to be joined by Natasha Kay. Natasha is a tax partner at Cooley LLP. She's coming to the end of serving 4 years on the firm's global board of directors, is the London Mental Health and Wellbeing Partner Lead, and helps drive the firm's diversity initiatives, including the Women's Initiative. Natasha, thank you so much for joining me today. You have a significant role in addressing diversity and inclusion in the workplace. Please, can I ask us to start off with you elaborating a little bit on this role, telling our audience a little bit about yourself, your career history, and your home life?
Sure. So I've been a tax lawyer for over 20 years now. I started off as a trainee solicitor at the firm Olswang, and I became a tax partner 9 years after, qualifying in 2008, a few months before the financial crash, which was an interesting time to become a partner. I left to join Cooley in 2015, the year that Cooley opened its London office as the first London tax partner. And I was appointed to the firm's global board of directors the following year. And I've been involved in the Women's Initiative and various other aspects of diversity, equity and inclusion during my time at Cooley. I guess maybe telling you a little bit about my home life. I've been married to my husband of 18 years and we have two teenage boys, aged 14 and 16, as well as a dog who is very much part of our family.
Wonderful. Moving to talk about your diversity inclusion roles, can you tell us a little bit about those, please?
Yeah, I guess I'd start by saying that diversity, equity and inclusion is something that I'm really passionate about. When I look back historically, it's something I really wanted for myself as an associate at a law firm to be able to thrive and progress and be myself. And I also really value fairness. It seems to be part of my DNA. I felt really lucky with the support I've had at the firms I've worked at, and I've really wanted to be working in an environment where people can reach their full potential. And I know that they can only do that in a supportive, inclusive environment. So if there's something that I can do which contributes to that and which makes a difference, then I will do. And at Cooley, my experience is that it's absolutely committed from the top to the bottom to building a diverse and inclusive organisation. And it's really working hard to continue to challenge itself, to move the needle and to create a diverse environment. And it's not doing it for external accolades. We want to build a stronger organisation. And I think one of the key things that I've been able to do in the various roles that I've had and the position that I have to try and make a meaningful difference to our environment is to be an ally and an advocate to other people in the work environment. And I think that really runs through a lot of what we're working at Cooley at the moment, trying to ensure that people are being allies to other people, in particular people that aren't necessarily like them. And I think being an ally can involve lots of different things. So it could be standing up for people, calling things out, such as where you see bias, actually educating myself and ensure that we're educating each other to help raise awareness of issues and things that we're dealing with. And that's been a really key focus of things that I've been involved in and trying to help build a diverse environment at Cooley, helping to empower people and then being a mentor to others, giving guidance where I can, also really making sure that I'm listening and trying to be accessible to others so people know that they can come and talk to me about issues and help create an environment where I can bring out the best in others. Another aspect of this, I think, and again, in the roles that I've had, and I feel really privileged because I'm a female tax partner. I've been a partner now for quite a number of years, and I'm on the board of directors coming to the end of serving 4 years. And actually being in that position of privilege, I've really wanted to use it in a positive way. And one of the other things which I think is really key is not being afraid to initiate uncomfortable conversations and really trying to bring issues out into our environment so people feel that they can talk about themselves and challenges that they're having, whether that's work or personally, to try and create an environment where people can bring their true selves to work. And I would say that's been really run through the various roles and the position that I've had in the firm since I've been at Cooley.
It's interesting. Some people we find come into these leadership roles looking at things like diversity because they've had a negative experience and they want to change things. And it's really fantastic to hear that actually you're coming from a very positive experience to your current roles. You've talked about positive behaviours you've experienced at Cooley, which is wonderful. Are there any particular instances or examples of that on a day-to-day that you can tell us about?
Well, I think one of the things that we're doing at the moment, and actually this is relevant to the environment that we're seeking to create at Cooley, is having a number of conversations within small groups where we are talking about issues of racial diversity, in particular in response to the killing of George Floyd and really the impact that that has had on so many people within our firm. And we've been talking about those sorts of issues on a regular basis to ensure that we're educating ourselves and raising awareness and really challenging ourselves to make sure that we are thinking about the things that other people are dealing with in their lives and how that comes into the workplace. Really trying to ensure that we're educating people and we're making people feel comfortable in our environment so that people want to be in our environment. They want to come and work at Cooley. And actually, there's some aspect of that that involves interaction with our external clients as well. And we really want Cooley to be a place where our clients want to come as well for that reason. And another aspect that we've been focusing on is male allyship to females in particular. So really helping, again, raise awareness amongst the male population of some of the experiences that females may have, or raising awareness of unconscious bias to ensure that males are allies to females and really helping females progress through their careers and overcome barriers that they may have or that there may be.
And thinking now about your role as the London Mental Health and Wellbeing Partner, how have you found yours and the firm's and your employees' approach to wellbeing has changed and responded in response to the pandemic?
So mental health and wellbeing has been a focus at Cooley for quite a period of time now. And we really recognised how important it is to create an environment where people feel safe to say where they're struggling. And also, again, as I've talked before about educating people, helping people be aware of things to look out for in other colleagues so that we can offer support where we see that it's needed. And I think it's just recognised that statistically throughout the legal profession, there is a prevalence of people who do struggle at times with mental health and well-being. And naturally, throughout all our lives, I think most people do struggle with their mental health and well-being at a particular time. And I think that was really brought to the fore in the pandemic, because we recognise that actually for many people, what they were experiencing through the pandemic at times could be really stressful and really challenging. And I guess we also were aware that working in any professional service organisation such as ours, there's high standards and there's high demands, and we need strategies to respond to that in the pandemic environment. And I think a key part of our focus has been to seek to create an environment where people felt connected still with their work colleagues, even though we're all working remotely, and also to create an environment where people felt safe and supported. So where people were having their struggles, they felt open enough to be able to say so. So adjustments could be made. And I think we've done that by communications that we've had from Cooley and from the Mental Health and Wellbeing Committee and from our human resources teams with the wider firm, amongst other things, to be open about mental health and seek to reduce stigma. We've also really focused on sort of connectivity, making sure people are staying connected, and whether that's been through things that have been organised through group or actually one-to-one connections, it's been a huge focus. And then there's also been a range of practical suggestions to help people transition into their new working environment, and a really wide range of resources that have been available. So that has included things like suggestions of how you could structure your working day and how you might want to structure your working day now you're working from home, and trying to make a difference between what's your home life and what's your work life when actually you're in the same environment and doing it all in the same place. And also organising your workspace so that it's as healthy for you as it can be. And then we've also have many resources that are available to employees, partners, all staff, say resources on mindfulness, which has been a huge focus actually of the firm anyway, and a range of webinars focused on all sorts of things, including coping with anxiety through a pandemic. And then we are lucky to have access to a particular resource which enables every employee to have confidential tailored therapy and coaching sessions throughout the year. So there's really been a response to the pandemic in a number of different ways, but the main focus, I would say, is on creating a connected and safe environment for everyone.
What an excellent breadth of resources there at Cooley's. Very impressive to hear and reassuring in times of such difficulty for so many people. Thinking now, Natasha, about your own career, I wondered if there have been any key turning points or transitions that have helped you to progress to where you are now.
Yeah, I feel I've progressed to where I am today due to a mix of my own inbuilt determination and ambition, and then also some really fantastic mentors and support I've had along the way, literally from when I first started my career. And I think there's a few key individuals who've had a really significant impact. So, for example, I was really lucky to train and then be mentored and be sponsored by one particular individual who really believed in me, really helped train me, set high standards, but gave me constructive, honest feedback, and really, I think, helped me become the lawyer and partner that I am today. So he had a fundamental impact. If I think about key turning points, there's one of my peers who helped me make the decision to go for partnership in the year that I did. And I'd only recently come back from maternity leave. I wasn't on the partnership track at that particular point, but I knew I wanted to become a partner. And I just wasn't sure whether to go for it that year or to wait for another year. But I was itching to move to that next step. And his words to me were, "I think you've just got a real opportunity this year." And I went for it. And with hindsight, I was so pleased I did, because that was May 2008 when I became a partner. And I think it was a very different story in May 2009. And I don't know whether I would have had that same opportunity the following year. And I think another big turning point for me was actually moving jobs for the first time. So having been at my previous law firm for 18 years, from when I was a trainee to becoming a partner, it was actually a really big deal for me to make that jump and to move firms. And actually, I followed my gut instinct along the way. I was really terrified about moving firms, having been somewhere for so long and having my support network and knowing who I could turn to for anything I ever needed. To move to a new environment and to start again felt like a really big jump. But I'm so pleased that I did, because I feel like it's enabled me to grow and to progress in different ways that I hadn't imagined would be possible.
Brilliant. I'm interested to hear about a couple of defining moments there, which were quite decisive on your part and grabbing opportunities when they came along. When you look at your career as a whole, to what extent have you wanted to plan it versus letting it evolve? Did you set out with plan in mind, or have you let it grow more organically over the years, do you think?
When I first think about this, I think it's just evolved. I certainly evolved into becoming a tax lawyer, because if you had asked me at the beginning of my career, what kind of lawyer did you think you would be? I really would never have thought I would be a tax lawyer and that I would find tax law interesting and enjoyable in the way that I do. So that was definitely something that evolved. When I entered the profession, much more so than is the case today, there was really quite a linear path. So you became a trainee, and then you qualified, and then it was a question of whether you wanted to be a partner or not. I think nowadays it's recognised that there's many different paths that you could take, and actually it doesn't have a set time scale, and there's other opportunities for you even within a law firm potentially to take different roles if that's not what you want to do. What I have realised is that I have taken opportunities along the way and helped create opportunities for myself. And such a big part of that, I think, has been through the relationships that I've built. Again, when I look back in my experience, my mentors and those people that have helped me evolve my career and progress in my career in different ways have come from all different places and in all different shapes and sizes. And I guess that I've had peers who have really helped me progress and been there for me. I've had partners who have given me really good advice, both male and female. And then there's also been members of the operational staff, the professional staff at law firms, who have helped me move forward in my career in ways that I hadn't necessarily envisaged. So, for example, at my previous firm, the head of marketing and business development really helped me create opportunities for myself and move forward to get involved in working on client teams, for example, or being involved in different business development experiences that I wouldn't have had I not helped create that relationship.
Interesting. Thank you. And I'm sure along the way you've had hurdles or challenges to overcome, or particular goals that you wanted to achieve that perhaps weren't entirely straightforward. How did you approach those more challenging times? Are there particular skills or approaches or techniques that you used along the way?
This is quite a hard question. And what I focused on again, and I guess it's just been such an important part of my career, is what I refer to as my support network through the relationships that I have built. And actually, it's involved support from my friends and my family when I've had particular issues that I'm dealing with and I realise I need to talk to people from outside my working environment to help me work through a particular challenge, whether that's a relationship that I may be struggling with someone in the workplace or a particular scenario where I perhaps have had a lack of confidence in myself and I've needed to find a way through. And then I've also had my mentors and my support network within my working environment. And I've really found that different people can help me with different issues and at different times. And I hope that I've also done the same along the way for other people. I've found very much that I've been able to go to those individuals who I think could help me with the particular challenge that I'm having at any particular time. And it's been of huge benefit to me.
When you look back over your career, have you got a proudest moment that you could tell us about? And I also wonder if there have been any unfulfilled ambitions that you're looking to accomplish.
So in relation to my proudest work and career moment, I don't have a specific moment. When I look back at the times that I'm really proud of, certain of those times are where I've worked with teams of people, whether that's my closer colleagues that I'm working with in the tax team, and then together with other colleagues that I'm working who are specialised in other disciplines. And we're working really, really hard on a big complex transaction to resolve issues that are being faced, to overcome challenges, to find ways to get to the end of a transaction, to get to where our client wants to be. And actually, some of those scenarios where we're also having to push ourselves to our limits, both from an intellectual perspective and from a stamina perspective, when you work through that in a team environment and you get to the end and the transaction's successful, actually there's a real feeling of pride. And so that's what I think of as some of my proudest moments being a tax lawyer and working in a law firm. The other aspect that I would say that I'm really proud of is actually the work that we've done focusing on mental health and well-being, because it's so important to me to be able to be in an environment where people can feel comfortable about being open where they are struggling. And I just think that's so important. And if we're doing anything to help achieve that, I feel really proud of it. In terms of unfulfilled ambitions, I can't think of any. And I guess in that sense, I do allow my career to evolve and I don't have one particular thing I'm aiming for. It's really looking at what opportunities there are along the way and going for them if I feel they're the right opportunities for me and think areas where I feel I can add value and make a difference. But there definitely isn't something that I think this is what I want to be.
Well, that sounds like a good thing to me. Sounds like a very rewarding career. So thank you for telling me about it. And a final question, really, thinking about our listeners who I'm sure will be very inspired to hear about your experiences. What advice would you give them? What do you wish you had known perhaps however many years ago when you were starting out? How would you advise people approach their careers who perhaps need to break down barriers or fight against prejudice to be able to get ahead in their own places of work? Have you got any advice you could share for them, please?
One piece of advice that I give to people nowadays, and it's advice that I've received myself, and it's advice that I need to give myself even nowadays every so often, which is be compassionate to yourself on your journey. I think there's a lot of people that give themselves a really hard time. And actually, by being more compassionate to yourself, you find that you can progress more easily and move forward in ways that you didn't realize that you could. I would also say to be brave and be confident, be willing to look for opportunities and take them, and also really look out for mentors. And don't think that you have to have one mentor who's going to give you everything. Really look at what different people can offer you and actually also what you can offer them. And I think by building relationships along the way and being brave, you can start to break down barriers that there may be. one thing that comes to my mind in relation to this question, and actually she's been on my mind quite a lot lately, is the US Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who passed away in the past couple of weeks. And she was such an inspiring woman. She was a Jewish woman, which I am too, and I feel that's also shaped the person that I am today. And she made such huge differences in society in the US through the work that she did. And one of the many famous quotes that she said was, "Fight for the things you care about, but do it in a way that will lead others to join you." And that really resonates with me. That's one of her many quotes that I really, really like and think is really good advice to those of us that are trying to break down barriers.
Very sound advice. Thank you, Natasha, and a very thoughtful point to conclude our podcast. Thank you so much for joining me today. I've really enjoyed hearing about your career, and I'm sure that our members of CityWorks will do too. And thank you to our listeners as well. Please visit cityworksforum.co.uk to check out our latest events, schedule, insights and expert content, and follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter. And stay tuned for more from CityWorks Talks coming soon. Goodbye.